The question is, why military make good entrepreneurs? Is it because of their discipline, their loyalty to something, their leadership, the values, their ethical, determination, time management skills, dedication? This is just a few reasons why the military make really good entrepreneurs. And I want to talk about it right after this short break with me here, Simon, on Simon Marketing Agency. So be right back. This tip, advice, and strategy is not tapping into by applying action. The military does make good entrepreneurs. I didn't say they make the best. That is yet to be decided. But I'm very sure they do make good entrepreneurs and can stand their ground against the best. What makes them so good? Not just one particular thing that stands above the others. It's a combination of all that I just mentioned in the intro that makes them really good. The thing is, their discipline and their loyalty to stand firm for what they believe in. That gives them a very strong core value. Their dedication, determination, and their time management skills are all aligned on a common situation. It's their can-do attitude that gets the job done and get things done. Along with their certain skill set, meaning the job they're doing, and after so many years of doing the same job over and over and over, they become the subject matter expert in their chosen career field. With all this together, then comes in their leadership, teaching, training, coaching, mentorship, and others. No wonder military make good entrepreneurs. Here's the fact. Not all will have this at their forefront, but they all do have it within them. These qualities are what corporate America is looking for today. It's not about I'm hiring you because I want to appreciate you for your service and I want to give you this job. No. It's about I know what I bring to the table. And one, just being really blunt about it, we don't have to pay to train you for the qualities that you already have, like companies have to pay to train their other employees. That's what companies look at. That's when they see a military. This is why most militaries come in at higher pay scales than the majority of you that have a degree. Now, if a military member has a degree, in addition to all the qualities that I mentioned, then you have a well-rounded individual candidate. So why do military make good entrepreneurs? The truth is, we feel insulted for what you're trying to offer us to work at your company. If you look at the resume of a military member, ex-military member, whatever, it's a few pages long. Half the time, we have to cut out things just to meet a company's basic requirements. A business will list the requirements for what they're looking for. It'll be something like, we need good communication skills. Like, check, got it. Must know Microsoft Office and things like that. Check, got it. Leadership, time management, you know, those things like that. Degree, bachelor, master's, or whatever, etc. Check, got it. So a military member looks at this and say, hey, I got this. They get the interview, they go into it, they give their impressive interviewing skills, company come back and says, hey, we want to hire you. Starting pay, $15 an hour, $30,000 a year, or something like that. What an insult, right? Now, a private with less than 2 to 3 years of service makes about $30,000 a year. Or the other part is, you're overqualified. Overqualified, which really means you're a threat to me and you may take my job. And that is only an example. So with the background and the skill set, plus I know what companies are offering and what they're doing, plus I can do it better, why not start my own business? And this is what usually happens. You have the discipline, the know-how, the leadership. You can coach, mentor, develop, and train people. Plus, you have way more advanced training. So let me turn the tables a little bit. Just because you're in the military or you were in the military or in the military, whatever, these qualities were not handed out at the door. They were instilled in you from day one and you didn't even know it. Here's an example. Be at work at 9 o'clock. Not at work, be ready to work. We were being taught time management. standing in the proper position when being spoken to. We were being taught discipline. Being tested to see if you were going to tell the truth about something. We were being taught integrity. Shaving every day, ensuring that your uniforms are looking great and everything. We were learning proper appearance. The actions that we conduct when we're not at work, staying out of trouble like on weekends and things, we were showing our dedication. Being awarded, being disciplined, being punishment about something, we were developing leaders. Today, companies are paying big dollars just to teach this in a classroom environment. The problem is you can't teach this out, you can't get this out of a book. This is a daily action and interaction. You can't say to today class, I'm going to show you how to be a leader. You have to see leadership in action, provide leadership, go through some things and learn some things. And you want to offer me pennies on the dollar? I think not. But you will never satisfy everyone. Someone will tell you how bad it is. That is only because they had bad experiences with themselves. Now, I promise you, the answer that you get will not be the same from someone who did one term. It's not going to be the same versus somebody who said, I know somebody, they said, versus somebody who retired. You have to be careful from the advice that you receive it from. So, do you think military make good entrepreneurs? That's my time for now. I'm Simon with Simon Marketing Agency and Refuse to Quit. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again, and I salute you.